Well, guys, welcome back to the final episode of the Iced Earth Retrospective. This was fun going through all these, but we have reached the end game, the end goal of the series. Yeah, this was released on June 16th of 2017. I'm not counting stuff like a narrative soundscape. That kind of sucks. As you know, throughout the series, love Iced Earth and all, but that kind of sucked. Love John Schaefer and all, but man, come on. Come on, dude. That was fucking terrible. But anyway, currently, the latest album from Iced Earth and the only album with Jake Dreyer on it, along with this being the last album on Century Media, due to the whole John Schaefer controversy, which I won't go into, because it's not my job to preach my political beliefs onto you. I'm not trying to tell you, go support this or go support that. That's all I'm here to do. Now we got that bullshit out the way. Because I knew from the start I would have to bring up eventually. Because you can't talk about Iced Earth anymore without this shit being brought up, sadly. But let's get into the music on Incorruptible. Now this bad boy opens up with the epic intro that is Great Heathen Army. Off the bat, it's this album. It does go back to standalone tracks. Each of the songs have a concept, but it's not like, a core theme, if you will, like say horror show or a story, like the Something Wicked albums, whatever. So that was kind of cool, see? I thought each song, may have feel like its own thing. Each song, obviously, like I mentioned, has a theme slash concept, but they're not connected like the previous ones. Production on this was done by John Schaefer, and it sounds great with all the instruments being mixed very well. The vocals are mixed very well as well on this thing. And it sounds fantastic. This album really sounds great. I mean, it should. It was on a major label. Big resources, it should sound somewhat decent. Now, each of the songs on this album are very enjoyable. We got quite a diverse number of themes on this album, ranging from pirates to camaraderie, the Irish Brigade during the Civil War. Rewind my notes because Google Docs kind of sucks. Anyway. Now the cover art on this album, just like all the Iced Earth albums, is kick ass, which this has a more evil look to it. I really like this artwork. This record also showcases quite a diverse sound musically. Some of the songs having a more slower tempo to them, and some tracks having a more thrashy, type sound. The highlights on this album for me would be Seven Headed Whore, that's a really good one. Brothers, that's a really fun one. Clear the Way, I like that one. Raven Wing. It's also fantastic. But every other track on this album, Great Heathen Army, Black Flag, The Veil, The Relic, you got a very good album here. There's really not a whole lot you could say about this thing, other than it's good. That is a really good album. Definitely look forward to seeing if there is any Iced Earth in the future where we go from here. We'll see. If that does happen, I'll more review it. Excuse me, I just had a drink, so. Had me a Mountain Dew, bruh. But yeah, this album, highly recommend it. But yeah, guys, thank you for listening to this 13-part series. Going over every Iced Earth record. I do have some more full-on series planned. I'm not sure which ones I want to do, but I have a lot of ideas on the table. I got another movie I want to get to reviewing. Another extreme film for that series, so yeah, guys, as you know, keep it brutal.